让我们开始有一段读经，这段经文是在撒母耳记上22章。
Let us have a time of scripture reading. It's from 1 Samuel 22, verse 1 to 10.
经文在大家的周报。
The Bible verses in the back of the bulletin.
那我将会开始用先用中文讲，然后请我的翻译用英文来念。
We'll read it in Chinese first, and then I'll read it in English.
第一二节，大卫就离开那里，逃到亚杜兰洞。他的弟兄和他的父亲全家听见了，就都下到他那里。凡受窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚集到大卫那里。大卫就做他们的头目，跟随他的人约有400人。
David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. When his brother and his father's household heard about it, they went down to him there. All those who were in distress or in debt or in discontent gathered around him, and he became their commander. About 400 men were with him.
大卫从那里往摩亚的米斯巴去，对摩亚王说：求你容我父母搬来住在你们这里，等我知道神要为我怎样行。大卫领他父母到摩亚王面前，大卫住在山寨多少日，他的父母也住在摩亚王那里多少日。
From there, David went to Mizpah in Moab and said to the king of Moab,Would you let my father and mother come and stay with me, with you until I learn what God will do for me? So he left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with him as long as David was in the stronghold.
先知加德对大卫说，你不要住在山寨，要往犹大地去。大卫就离开那里，进入哈列的树林。
But the prophet Gad said to David, Do not stay in the stronghold, go into the land of Judah.So David left and went to the forest of Hereth.
扫罗在基比亚的拉玛坐在垂丝柳树下，手里拿着枪，众臣仆侍立在左右。扫罗听见大卫和跟随他的人在何处，就对左右侍立的臣仆说。
Now Saul heard that David and his men had been discovered, and Saul was seated, a spear in hand, under the tamarisk tree on a hill in Gibeah. With all his officials standing at his side, he said to them,
便雅悯人啊，你们要听我的话，耶西的儿子能将田地和葡萄园赐给你们众个人吗？
Listen, men of Benjamin, will the son of Jesse give all of you fields and vineyards?
你们近东结党害我，我的儿子与耶西的儿子结盟的时候，无人告诉我，我的儿子挑唆我的臣子谋害我，就如今日的光景，也无人告诉我，为我忧虑。
Will he make all of you commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds? Is that why you have all conspired against me? No one tells me when my son makes a covenant with the son of Jesse. None of you is concerned about me or tells me.That my son has incited my servant to lie in wait for me, as he does today.
那时以东人多益站在扫罗的臣仆中，对他说：“我曾看见耶西的儿子到拿伯，亚希图的儿子亚希米勒在那里。”
But Doeg the Edomite, who was standing with Saul's officials, said, I saw the son of Jesse came to Ahimelech, son of Ahitub, at Nob.
Yashimile 为他求问耶和华，又给他食物，并给他杀非利士人哥利亚的刀。
Ahimelech inquired of the Lord for him. He also gave him provisions and the sword of Goliath, the Philistine.
这段故事是描写大卫在他人生当中一个非常凄惨的一个光景。
The story was a terrible time for David.
他逃到一个地方，那个地方叫做亚杜兰洞。
He escaped to a place, and that place is called the Cave of Adullam.
他那时候之所以因为逃，是因为当时的以色列王扫罗为了要追杀大卫。
He was, He was running and escaping because the king of the time for the Israelite, he was chasing after him, trying to kill him.
那国王为什么要追杀大卫呢？
Why did the king want to kill David?
完全是因为他对大卫的嫉妒。
It's because of jealousy against David.
完全不是因为大卫犯了任何的罪或者有任何的过犯。
Not because David committed sin or committed crime.
他乃是因着他对以色列人忠心，对王的忠心，反然被王追杀。
It's actually because of faithfulness towards the Israelites. That's why the king wanted to kill him.
就是因为有一次以色列人在与他们敌人非利士人对战的时候
，Because of a battle between the Philistines and Israelites.
对方派出一个巨人要与他们挑战，他的名字叫哥利亚。
The opponent sent a giant named Goliath.
勇敢的小大卫就出去迎战，把哥利亚给杀了。
And the young David went out with courage and killed the Goliath.
因为他一把哥利亚马上杀死了之后，非利士人全军溃败。
And because of the killing of Goliath, the Israelites were able to succeed and win.
以色列因此得了大胜仗。
And therefore Israelites win the battle.
结果以色列的妇女们就开始欢唱说，扫罗王杀死千千，大卫却能杀死万万。
So the women of Israel came out and joyously sang, Saul has slain his thousands and David has tens of thousands.
小心眼的扫罗王就从此埋下杀机，要置大卫于死地。
The narrow-minded King Saul started his persecution and wanted to kill David.
来抚平他心中的嫉妒。
To calm the jealousy in his heart.
于是他开始追杀大卫。
Therefore, he started a search and tried to find in a pursuit for David.
大卫为了要逃避扫罗王
，David wanted to escape Saul.
家没了。
He didn't have a family.
妻子没了。
He lost his wife.
他所有的一切，他的事业没了。
Everything he has, his career, he has lost.
他也没有住处了。
Has no more place to stay.
他只好去找朋友。
Therefore, he went to seek his friends.
结果他一找朋友的时候，他的朋友受了连累。
And when he tried to rely on his friends weren't able to help him, and they got in trouble.
结果他就去找祭司帮忙。
Therefore, he went to look for a priest to help him.
故事告诉我们，因为他去找了祭司，结果祭司全家抄斩。
The story tells us because of David trying to find help from priests, the whole family of priests got killed.
结果整个以色列境内居然大卫没有可以安歇之处，甚至立足之处都没有了。
In the whole land of Israel, there's no place for David to lay his head.
这个时候大卫必须要逃到一个地方，那个地方叫做亚杜兰，他逃到那里的一个山洞里面。
Therefore, David had no more place to stay. All he can do is go hide in the cave of Adullam.
这是一个阴森孤单也是非常危险的地方跟环境。
This place is ominous, loneliness, and it's very dangerous.
大卫之所以到这个地步，不是因为他自己有罪，乃是环境对他不公平、不公义。
It is not because David has sinned or committed a crime. It's because the environment is unjust towards David.
大卫并没有招来这个祸。
David didn't ask for this.
但是这个祸患就突然的临到了。
But it came onto him.
他的人生也许就失去了他的希望所在。
Therefore, he lost hope in his life.
他四处求救，没有人能够救他。
He was looking for help all over the place, but none can help him.
你我在生命当中曾经经过亚杜兰洞吗？
Have you or I ever experienced the cave of Adullam?
你找不到任何可以求助的地方吗？
Where you cannot find help from anywhere.
而这亚杜兰洞对大卫将来以后人生又带来什么样的意义呢？
And what did this have for David as a purpose?
大卫又是如何过去这一段阶段的呢？
And how did David go through this trial?
为什么神容许这件事情发生在大卫身上？
Why did God allow this to happen to David?
神为什么容许有一些事情发生在你我身上？这是那么的不公义，那么的不公平呢？
Why does God allow injustice happen in our lives too?
但是我们从这段经文，我们发现实际上神对大卫有计划。
But we can see in this passage, God has a special plan for David.
亚杜兰洞乃是神对大卫的一个培训。
Cave of Adullam is a training session for David.
因着这个阶段，亚 大卫得以被塑造成以色列选民中最伟大的一个君王。
And it's through this trial, through this training, David became the greatest king of the Israelites.
我们来看大卫在这个里面怎么样的学习到神给他的功课。
Let's take a look at this to understand how did David take on the lesson.
第一个，我们看见他在亚杜兰洞里面，他认识了自己，认识了神，然后重新得到他自己生命的定位。
We see that through this, David was able to understand himself, understand God, and he was able to find the center point of his life again.
当大卫被扫罗刚刚开始追杀的时候
when Saul first started pursuing David,
他急着去投靠人
he immediately went towards after people.
结果每一个人都找了，每一个人都不能帮助他
He found everyone he knew, and nobody could help him.
到最后他，你知道他最后找了谁来帮助啊？
In the end, you know who he went to seek for help.
他跑到敌人腓力士人那边说：“你救救我吧。”
He went to his enemies, the Philistines, to ask for help.
结果跑到敌人境界，他说：“这下不妙了，我不是自投罗网，我来一定死了。”
When he went to the Philistines, he realized, "Oh wait, no, I can't do that. I'm gonna get killed."
结果他只好在敌人面前装疯卖傻，好像变成一个疯子一样。
So therefore, he pretended to be ill and to be psychotic in front of the Philistines.
他最后连自己的尊严也没有了，但是还是逃过了一劫，他保了自己的命。
To a point that he lost his pride, and then he escaped.
他那个时候就跑回以色列境界，跑到亚杜兰洞里面。
He left Philistines and went towards the land of Israelites in the cave of Adullam.
我们可以用中国话来说，他在这个时候实在是穷途末路了。
We can see that he has no more. He's at the end of the road.
但是就在大卫经历人生的尽头的时候
，And it's when David experienced the end of his end of man.
就是神工作的开始。
That is the beginning of God.
你我有在穷途末路的时候求告神吗？
Have you or I ever prayed to God in the midst of at the end of our road?
什么叫做穷途末路呢？
What does it mean to be at the end of our road?
在80年代中以及到90年代中的中间这个十年当中
In the 80s and 90s
在中国农村里面大批大批的人上百万的人相信了耶稣
A lot of people believed in God in China.
他们怎么会相信耶稣呢
？Why did they believe in Jesus？
因为在乡村里面实在太穷了。
It's because they were so poor in there.
当他们一病的时候
，When they're sick，
那就是没救了。
It's basically a death sentence.
但是他们听说有一号人物，他们可以求救。那个号人物的名字叫耶稣。
They heard and realized that there is this one person that they can ask for help, and it's Jesus.
他们生病的家庭就跪下来祷告，为他们病的那个家庭的成员来祷告。
And the whole family bowed down and prayed for the sick.
结果那个生病的就好了。
And that person who was sick all of a sudden got better.
因为他们穷途末路，这是他们唯一的依靠。他们一求，人好了。
They're at the end of the road, and there's nowhere else they can seek help. And they prayed, and they got better.
某些人的爸爸，某些人的伯伯就说：“你们全，我们全家都要信耶稣，不然我们没有良心。”
Because they realized they have to all believe, or else they're not good people.
所以一大片一大片的村庄，他们都归向耶稣了。
Village after village, they all became Christians and believed in Jesus.
但是如今事情却不是如此了。
But today's day, it's not the same as how it was.
现在中国的乡村，他的经济条件好了。
Now the village, they're more wealthy.
等到他们有人生病的时候，他们打个电话到天津的孩子，或者北京打工的，或者深圳打工的，说：“哎，你们几百块、几千块人民币回家吧，我们某某人生病了。”
When the parents are sick, they can call out to their children in Shanghai or big cities and ask them to send a few thousand dollars to home for the sick people.
结果他们这件事情就可以勉强靠人解决了。
And the situation can be resolved in man's way.
我听说最近在中国再也看乡村里面再也看不到神迹了。
Now I've heard that you cannot see miracles anymore in the villages of China.
因为人并没有走投无路。
Because people have not hit the end of the road yet.
耶稣不是他们唯一的依靠。
Jesus is not their only hope.
大卫走到亚杜兰洞这个地步，对人来说
，When David reached the cave of Adullam, to people it seems
实在是悲惨可怜，而且非常无助一个地步。
It seems like it's last resort and it's hopeless, helpless.
大卫在这个情况底下，他做了两首诗歌。
In this situation, David came up with two songs.
分别是142篇跟诗篇57篇。
There are Psalm 142 and Psalm 57.
我们要了解大卫在如何经过那段时间，我们必须要来读这两篇诗篇。
If you want to understand how David went through this trial, we have to read this passage.
我们先来看看诗篇第57篇，大卫怎么说。
Let us read Psalm 57, see what it says.
他跟神哭说，神啊，求你怜悯我。
He cried out to God and said, Have mercy on me, my God.
我要投靠你，我要投靠在你的翅膀底下。
For in you I take refuge, I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings.
然后他说，我求告的那个至高神是让我能够成全注视的神。
I cried out to God most high, to God who vindicates me.
神一定会拯救我。
God will help me.
大卫说，我现在情况好像就在所有一堆的狮子当中活着。
He says, I am in the midst of lions.
随时我都会被这些狮子吞吃。
I can be devoured anytime.
但是他说，神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高于全地。
But he says, Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
他说，就算有些人要害我。
He says, Even though people want to pursue me.
因为你的缘故。
Because of you.
他们反然掉到他们自己设的陷阱里面。
They fall into their own pit.
然后大卫对自己说。
And David said to himself.
我心坚定，我心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂。
My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music.
他对自己的灵魂说：“我要起来呀、啊，你起来了、啊，醒醒吧。
”And he says to himself, "Awake, my soul, awake."
然后他说：“神啊，我要在万民中称谢你。
”And he says, "Lord, I will praise you among the nations."
因为你的诚实达到穹苍。
Because your faithfulness reaches to the sky.
然后他说，愿你崇高高于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。
And he says, Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
神容许那么悲惨、那么不公义的事情临到大卫身上。
God allowed this injustice happen in David's life.
大卫并没有渡过难关。
David did not go through this terrible time.
他却不停地提醒自己，我生命的意义是什么。
But he continuously reminded himself the purpose of his life.
在这段情况当中，他找到，重新找到他自己生命的价值。
Through the situation, he found the goal and purpose of his life.
我们有的时候生命实在太忙碌了。
A lot of times we're really, really busy in our daily life.
我们有的时候不知道为何而忙。
Sometimes we don't even know why we're busy.
除非有的时候神真是把我们带到亚杜兰洞的时候，我们真的无助的时候，我们开始思想，我到底为何而活。
When we finally hit rock bottom and when we reach Cave of Adullam, then is when we realize why we're so busy.
在亚杜兰洞，大卫找到他自己生命的意义。
In the cave of Adullam, David found his true value and his purpose.
是什么呢?
What is that?
就是说要认识神，认识自己的光景。
It's to know God and know his situation.
他生命的意义是什么呢?
What is the purpose of his life?
他说我的生命本身就应该是一首赞美神的诗歌。
My life should be a song of praise to the Lord.
这首诗歌在困苦里面可以唱。
This praise song can be sang in trial.
在出了困苦的时候也可以唱。
And when we exit trial, I can still sing the song.
大家可知道我们的生命实际上应该是赞美神的一首诗歌吗?
Do you guys know that our life should be a song of praise for the Lord?
只有在困难的时候，这首诗歌变得特别的美好。
It's especially in difficult times that this song of praise became really precious.
神容许这件事情发生在大卫身上，实际上神正在锻炼他。
God allowed David to be in the pursuit because God wants to train him up.
要锻炼他丝毫不能依靠自己。
To train him up to understand that he cannot rely on himself.
在提醒他，他内心要对神完全的依靠。
To remind him that he need to let go of his own abilities.
大家记得，实际上大卫在这个时候什么都没有了。
We have to understand that David had nothing in this situation.
但是他还有一样东西，大家从经文大家里面还记得吗？是什么东西呢？
But he still had one thing. I don't know if you still remember from the passage.
就是杀哥利亚的刀。
And that was the sword that it's the sword that killed Goliath.
实际上，大卫有这把刀，他要面对扫罗一整个军队是一点都没有用的。
The sword is useless towards a whole army.
但是这把刀却提醒大卫，神曾经与他同在，以后依然一直要与他同在。
But it is a reminder that God was with him, and God will continuously be with him.
我相信今天大家在这边聚会，大家过去一定有神拯救你的时刻。
I believe that all of you have experienced God's power in the past.
我们要记得那件事情，要提醒我们神曾经与我们同在。
We have to remember that specific occasion and have to be reminded of that God was with us.
那把就是杀哥利亚的刀。
And that specific event is the sword that killed Goliath.
亚杜兰洞让大卫重新认识自己。
Cave of Adullam allowed David to know himself once again.
也许他会问自己说，我不是曾经被先知所膏抹吗？
He might have thought, wasn't I anointed by the priest?
我不是应该做以色列的王吗？
Shouldn't I be the king of Israelites?
现在怎么沦落到这个地步呢？
How come I became like this?
为什么呢？
Why?
原来神说你要现在要经历痛苦，因为我要借着你现在的痛苦成为将来祝福别人的一个管道。
Because God says I want you to go through suffering so that you can be a blessing to others.
神说你不能专注自己的困难，那只会让自己更痛苦。
God says do not look on your trials because you will be continuously sorrowed.
你要了解你自己生命的定义，你的生命乃是一首赞美神的诗歌。
You have to understand your position, your purpose, and that is you are a song of praise for the Lord.
我们的生命不是由我们现在眼见的环境来定位的。
Our life is not positioned by what we are in, the environment we're in right now.
如果大卫生命的价值是由他当时的情况来定的话，他最好就赶快自杀了吧。
If the value of David was positioned as what he was at, then he should have committed suicide.
他在诗篇142篇第七节这么说。
In Psalm 142:7, he says this.
他说：“求你领我离开被囚之地，我好称赞你的名。义人必环绕我，因你用厚恩待我。
”Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather around me because of your goodness to me.
就是说，神啊，你要救我。
God, you will help me.
因为我要认识，用这个结果，我要把荣耀归给你，这是我生命的目的。
Because through my experience, through my situation, I will be able to glorify you.
因此，一个神的仆人不但应该要有一个为主舍命的勇气。
We do, therefore, as a disciple of Christ, we do not only have the courage.
有的时候更要有一个为称谢主而活的认识和智慧。
We also need to have the wisdom and understanding to live for God.
我活着是要见证主以及称谢主。
My life is to be a testimony for the Lord.
但是我们看见扫罗王在这段经文当中完全是180度的不一样。
We see that in this passage, King Saul has a complete opposite thought.
他所想的都是我，我，我。
All of his thoughts were me, me, me.
因为他主要所专注的是他所有的拥有。
Because in his mind, all he cares about is what he has.
因此他就怕失去。
Therefore, he's afraid of losing.
大卫重新认识他在神面前的角色。
David understood his character in front of God.
以及神在他生命当中应该有的角色。
as well as what God is in his life.
他的灵命就被提升了。
Therefore, his spiritual life got lifted up.
雅各是如此，彼得是如此。
Jacob is like that. Peter is also like that.
神借着这段事情让他大卫这个人能够成为服侍别人的人。
God through the situation allowed David to be someone, to be a servant for others.
第二点。
Point number two.
大卫经过这段期间。
Through the situation.
神把他塑造成一个能够体贴别人，能够有一个同理心的一个领袖。
God fashioned him into an empathetic leader.
亚都兰的功课对我们来说是什么呢？
What is the lesson of Cave of Adullam to us?
要让我们有一个反思，我们生命的价值在哪？我们要投靠神。
We have to reflect on ourselves and our life. What our value is to rely on God.
当我们了解我们的生命乃是一首赞美神的诗歌的时候，
When we realize that our life is a song of praise to the Lord.
神要用我们那经历过那段时间的一个生命成为人家的祝福。
God will use the trials that we have experienced to be a blessing to others.
大卫那个时候到处去找人都没有被人接纳。
David went around all over to find help, but he was not accepted by anybody.
不是人家不肯帮他，是人家不敢接待他。
It's not because people didn't want to help him, it's because they were afraid to accept and help him.
没有人接待他怎么办？
What did he do when no one else was willing to
accept him? 神跟他说，那就是你接待别人的时候，人家不接待你，你接待别人吧。
Therefore, God said to him, when others are not willing to accept you, it's your turn, it's you who have to accept others.
在这一章的最后一节，大卫对投靠他的人来说，
In the end, David said to those who were relying on him, he said this.
你可以住在我这里，不要惧怕。
He said, stay with me, do not be afraid.
因为索你命的就是索我的命。
For he who seeks your life is seeking my life.
你在我这里可以得到保全。
For you are safe with me.
过去大卫在民族当中，他是一个高高在上的年轻英雄。
Back in the days, David was a well-known warrior with fame.
大家觉得他很伟大。
Everyone think that he's wonderful.
却不能靠近他。
But he was hard to reach.
但是他经历这段过程的时候。
But through this trial situation.
大家反而需要有需要的人反而可以与他接触。
But he, because of this, he became more approachable to others.
他自己也成为一个懂得体贴、懂得有同理心的人。
He became an empathetic person.
有哪些人来投靠大卫呢？
What kind of people went to rely on David?
这边说有三种人。
There were three types of people recorded.
窘迫的。
Those who were in distress.
欠债的
those in debt,
心里苦恼的
as well as those discontented.
大家希不希望晚上的时候吃饭的时候突然有这三种人打电话给你说，我有点事要找你啊。
Would you guys be happy when these kind of people call you up at night when you're having dinner?
我们自己就想，我自己家里都忙不来了，哇，你这心里苦恼的有问题的，你也打电话给我。
You might say, I have so much trouble in my life, and you guys are still calling me.
Oh, 欠债的也打电话来。
Those in debt are still asking me.
老实说，这些人大家都很怕。
Honestly, most people are afraid of these kind of people.
但是，大卫去接纳他们。
But yet, David accepted them.
大卫本是投靠别人的人，本是要需要投靠别人的人。
David used to be someone who needs to be helped.
但是今天却成为被投靠的人。
But today he became a helper to others.
这些要投靠大卫的人。
Those who want to rely on David.
他实际上并不是大卫有任何的名利，他们要投靠他。
It's not because of David's fame that's why people wanted to rely on him.
乃是大卫在这时候经历同样的事情，大家知道他有同理心了。
Because David has went through the same trials.People know that he is empathetic.
神利用这样的经历扩大了他的灵魂。
Through this trial, God expanded David's spiritual life.
但是我们很多人在经历痛苦的时候，
oftentimes when we go through trials and pain,
我说我自己麻烦够多了，请你不要打电话来。
We tell others, I'm already so busy, please don't come to me.
我想大家，如果你欠债的话，你已经欠了一屁股债，你希望有另一个人 打电话来说，哎，我也欠债吗？
If you yourself is in a lot of debt, would you be happy to hear someone else telling you, oh, I'm also in debt?
但是大卫知道他经历这时候能够成为人家的祝福。
But David understood and know that because of his situation and what he has experienced, he can be a blessing to others.
因为他这个时候懂得信靠神了。
Because he understands to rely on God.
他自己信靠神的这个人生经历就成为别人的祝福。
And because of his relying on God, he became a blessing to others.
成为别人的方向。
Became a direction for others.
大卫是一个窘迫的人去照顾窘迫的人。
David was in distress, therefore he cared for those who were in distress.
同样的，摩西自己是一个已经是像迷羊身份的地位，他去照顾其他的迷羊。
Moses, on the same hand, he was a lost sheep, therefore he cared for those who were also lost sheep.
约瑟一个犯人的身份去照顾其他的犯人。
Joseph cared for the prisoners, for he himself once was a prisoner.
许多时候我们会接到不同的电话，会遇到不少正在受苦当中的人。
Oftentimes we receive phone calls from those who are in trouble.
我们也非常同情他们所经历的一些特别的难处。
We're really empathetic of what they are going through.
我想大家曾经都听过自己的亲朋好友曾经会这样子说。
We might have heard friends or family saying these kind of things.
没有人能够了解我现在的难处。
Nobody understands what I'm going through right now.
如果说一个寡妇
，say a widow，
她现在自己的儿子，唯一的儿子也生重病的话
，if his one and only son was in sickness，
或者经济有困难的话
，or in financial burden，
真是我们中在座很少的能够了解他的难处。
A lot of people would not be able to understand what they're going through.
或者说我们当中有不少有特别有疾病的，是大家很难了解大家的难其中的难处。
If there's people amongst us who are in special disease, it's hard for us to understand them.
但是我很想说，我实际上了解。
But I truly want to say I actually do understand.
我不是说我能体会你的那个特殊的难处。
It's not because I can feel and understand what you're going through specifically.
但是我能够体会你那个孤独，没有人能够了解你的那种孤单以及痛苦。
It's because I understand the loneliness as well as the people not understanding you.
但是就在这个时候
，But in this time，
经历痛苦的人，他有一个非常有价值的特点存在他的身上了。
There's a specific character among the person who went through trial.
也就是在那一刻，他有更大的容量去了解经历同样困境的人。
It's that they have more room and they are expanded to understand what others are going through.
虽然他周遭的人可能不了解他。
Maybe the people surrounding them do not understand what they're going through.
但是他却可以了解现在在他周围外面的人有经历同样痛苦的人。
But he understands the people outside of the surrounding group, their pain.
神说就在这个时候你可以侍奉了。
And God says, in that time, you're able to serve.
离婚的、丧偶的、失业的、有特别病的，不要以为你无法侍奉了。
Those who are divorced, lost their job, or widowed, do not think that you cannot serve.
不要以为你要等神救了你，脱了那段阶段，你才能侍奉。
Don't think that you can serve only when you are out of that situation.
实际上恰恰相反。
It's actually the opposite.
当你认识神要用你的生命成为人家的祝福的时候
，When you realize God is using you to be a blessing for others，
你正在困难痛苦当中的时候，你就能成为别人的祝福。
You are a blessing when you're in the midst of your troubles.
有一个黑社会老大，他信主以后
，A gangster, after he became a Christian。
他想他能在教会做什么呢
？He thought to himself, "What can I do in a church?"
他也不能讲道。
He can't preach.
他也不他识字也不多。
And he doesn't know too much words.
他也不会唱诗歌。
He can't sing.
但是他发现他能够带其他黑社会的人相信耶稣。
But he realized one thing: he can lead other gangsters into church and help them to become Christians.
在加州一段时间，在加州网络公司泡那个时候泡沫化。
In California, when there was a time of burst of internet,
结果很多人都失业了。
A lot of people lost their jobs.
所有那些失业的人很怕旁边失业的人在竞，大家在彼此竞争那仅有的一些工作。
He was a lot of people who lost their job are afraid of people around them who lost job competing for the same position.
但是有一位弟兄他说不行，在神的国度里面我们要彼此安慰，彼此造就。
But there's one brother who said this, we're in God's kingdom, we have to comfort each other.
于是他在教会里面成了一个就业网络。
So therefore he started a working connection.
让大家所有有知道有任何工作的地方全部放在这个网络，让大家一起分享资源。
So it's like a network where everyone can share connections to other people who need jobs.
结果那个教会里面几乎所有失业的人很快都找到工作了。
And in the end, all the people who lost their job were able to find a new job in a really short amount of time.
不要以为在困境离开了以后我们才能侍奉。
Don't think that you can serve only after you get out of difficult times.
我们要知道在困难当中神有给我们一个特别侍奉的一种管道。
God has given us a special channel to serve in the midst of our trouble.
而扫罗却大大不同。
Yes, Saul was the complete opposite.
他总是想到自己。
All he thought of was himself.
他一直跟他的臣仆说，你们都不为我着想。
He said to his servants, you don't think about me.
你们这些人都应该被处罚，都该死。
All of you should be punished and killed.
但是大卫却不同。
But David is the opposite.
大卫说没有人为我着想，我就为别人着想。
David says nobody thought of me, then I will think of others instead.
有一个我非常敬佩的牧师，他自己的太太，非常非常有爱心。
I know one pastor, his wife is extremely caring.
当我问起这个师母的背景的时候。
When I asked about the background of this pastor's wife,
那个牧师告诉我说，他的太太全家都是孤儿，爸爸是孤儿，妈妈是孤儿，他自己的姐妹也是孤儿。
He says, because they're all orphans. The pastor's wife, the pastor wife's parents, mom and dad are also orphans.
多少时候我们很容易落在我们自己眼见的不幸的环境当中，我们就失落了。
Oftentimes we're blinded by the situation that we're in and we get so sad about it.
我们经历自己原生家庭的痛苦，我们一直吸着这些痛苦，带着这样的痛苦度过我们的人生。
We absorb the pain from our actual family and take on the pain and continue our life with that.
但是如果我们知道我们在神面前的地位的话，
But when we understand our position in front of God,
神乃是利用这些痛苦要扩充我们的属灵的声量。
We have to understand that God is using these sorrows, these pains, to expand our spiritual life.
能够给予他人安慰，给予方向，因为我们自己经历过。
So that we can give directions and be a blessing to others because we ourselves have experienced it.
神利用亚杜兰洞的经历，要磨练大卫成为一个领袖。
God used the cave of Adullam to train David up to be a leader.
他过去不过是一个单枪匹马的勇士。
He used to be a warrior.
他还不能带团队。
He wasn't able to lead.
但是神就经过亚杜兰洞，让大卫能够经历，能够被训练成为一个领袖。
But God, through the situation, trained David up to be a well-known leader.
但是一个领袖必须要有团队，团队哪里来呢？
But to be a leader, you need to have a team. Where did David's team come from?
神就利用大卫的这种难处，在我们人认为是一个难处，结果神就给他一个团队了。
But in this situation, it seems like a terrible time for David. But God brought him a whole team.
我们多少时候我们希望能够为神做一些事，或者说为我们自己的工作有一番事业。
How often do we want to do something for God or do something good in our work field?
我们没有人。
We don't have any people around.
大卫也没有人。
David didn't have anybody either.
但是神却放了亚杜兰洞的经历，让大卫有了资源。
But God allowed David to go through the cave of Adullam situation so that he can have a team.
大卫没有去招兵买马，而是人家自己要来跟他。
David didn't go seek other people to be on his team. It's people who directly came to him.
如果不是因为大卫亚杜兰洞的经历。
If it wasn't for the experience of the cave of Adullam,
这些跟随大卫人，他们所要的是大卫的名望。
Those people who wanted to follow David is because of his fame.
不是因为大卫的人格。
It's not because of his character.
大家要跟随大卫，不是因为大卫对大卫的敬佩，乃是要他们也有地位。
It's not because they really care that David is really good. It's because they want to have they want to be with David.
那些跟随扫罗王的人，他们要的不过是扫罗他们给的一些地位跟军中的粮饷罢了。
The people who followed Saul, they wanted, they because of the orders of the country and because they want fame from Saul.
但是这一些愿意跟随大卫的，却是因着大卫的经历和他的人格。
Those people who followed David, they followed him because of his experience and also his experience and also
对他的信任
and also his trust.
一个团队里面，不就是最需要的是一个彼此信任吗
？In a team, don't we? The most important things to have is trust.
扫罗怎么找他的团队呢
？How did Saul find his team?
扫罗他在经文里面告诉我们，《撒母耳记上》14:52，他说：“扫罗生平常与非利士人大大征战。”扫罗遇到有能力的人或勇士，就招募他们来跟随他。
In 1 Samuel 14:52, it says, "All the days of Saul, there were bitter wars with the Philistines, and whenever Saul saw a mighty or brave man, he took him into his service."
这是世界的做法。
This is how the world does it.
今天 Google 或者 Apple,
in today's day, Google or Apple,
他一定到大学里面找那个最 GPA 最高分的。
They go to a college to find the person with highest GPA.
这些人去那些公司，他就是要赚钱了。
Those people going to the company is to make money.
但是大卫去跟随大卫的呢
？But how about the people who follow David?
哇，都是放牛班的。
They're all like the worst of the worst.
哇，大家想，哇，这个团队怎么能够建立得起来啊
？That you might think, how can this team be built up?
哇，可能是心里有毛病的。
Some might have psychological issues.
哦，也许心里非常暴躁的。
Some may have really a huge temper.
他们是社会的边缘人。
They're the on the verge of society.
但是因为大卫懂得依靠神。
But because David is willing to rely on God.
他自己对神的依靠成为其他人的一个榜样。
His relying on God became an example for others.
结果那些人变成勇士。
Therefore, those became warriors. Those people became warriors.
在撒母耳记下23:13，作者为以色列那一段历史做了一个总结。
In 2 Samuel 23:13, the author made a conclusion for this passage.
他说收割的时候有30个勇士中的3个人下到亚杜兰洞去见大卫。
During harvest time, 3 of the 30 chief warriors came down to David at the cave of Adullam.
也就是说在亚杜兰洞的时候大卫在那边建造了勇士。
As in another word, during that time in the cave of Adullam, David started building warriors.
所以大卫不单单使那些非常穷困的人或者社会边缘人心里非常穷困的人来到他旁边他们让他们心里得到安慰。
David did not only bring those people who are the lowest of low to him to give them comfort.
大卫说，我还要把你变成勇士。
He also said, I will make you into warriors.
因为神就把我变成勇士。
Because God has made me into a warrior.
所以我今天也要看到你生命当中，你一定有潜力，你在神国里面也是勇士。
Because I know and I see that you are also a warrior in God's kingdom.
我们今天神可能在我们生命当中赐下了亚杜兰洞。
I believe that God has given every one of us a cave of Adullam.
我们如果专注我们自己的问题
，If we focus on our own problems,
我们可能会有沮丧症。
We might have depression.
我们可能觉得生命没有意思了。
We might think there's life is meaningless.
但是神说。现在就是你祝福别人的时候。
But God says this is a time that you become a blessing to others.
你现在不但要祝福别人。
You will not only bless others.
你还要从人家的生命当中说，神要把你变成勇士。
You will also tell them God will make you into a warrior.
只有当我们把 我们的时间精力使别人也能成为勇士的时候。
It's only when we help others to become a warrior.
我们自己的生命才有价值。
Our life will have value.
我们花的时间才有持久的意义。
The time that we spend has a lifelong purpose.
真正一个会带领的人
，a true leader，
不是让他自己的团队能够做出结果而已。
It's not only leading the team to do great things.
也不是让他自己能够成功而已。
It's not letting himself to succeed.
而是要让团队每一个人都能成为勇士。
The true leader is to allow everyone to be a warrior.
今天你我在亚杜兰当中吗？
Are you or I in the cave of Adullam?
我们是否耗尽我们一切自己的心思，思念我们自己的痛苦而哀怨吗？
Are we thinking and pondering on our own sorrows and pains?
还是说我们看见神的计划？
Or are you looking and see God's purpose?
当我们认清现在神把我们生命当中所经历的亚杜兰洞，
Once we see what we're going through in the cave of Adullam,
就是我们生命迈向成功的一个阶梯的时候，
That is when we enter into the step of success.
我们生命当中就会唱出赞美的诗歌。
And only then will we sing the song of praise.
有一个非常有名的牧师 John Maxwell， 他曾经这么说。
Famous pastor John Maxwell said this.
他说什么是成功呢？
What is success?
成功就是了解你生命的意义。
Success is knowing your purpose in life.
发挥出你生命的潜力。
Growing to reach your maximum potential.
然后把这个生命的潜力，这种启发性加注在别人生命当中，使别人也能够成功。
And use that potential and sowing seed so that others can be benefited.
让我们活出一个赞美神成功的生命。
Let us live out a life praising the Lord.